Okay, hello everyone. This is Jake McMahon here, back for another round of a review here. First of all, let me unload my screen reader because we're not going to need it for what we're going to do here. So,
talking up. Okay. Virtual recorder. Quick Jaws dialogue. Are you sure? Virtual
Okay, so I'm using virtual recorder to record this. Okay, here's what we're going to do today. As I see, it's the day after Christmas, and I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and, you know, is looking forward to a Happy New Year. So we got some, probably got some fireworks going to be going off. They recently legalized fireworks in Georgia now, so you can go ahead and buy them. That's not the point. The point is today that I am going to be reviewing another PCS DOS game. Actually, we'll see what we get into, but I want to review more of these. But I've changed something a little. And thanks to a few people, we now have the ability to play these DOS games in a real-type fashion. And when I'm talking real, I'm not talking NVDA redirect bull crap. It's not bull crap. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm actually going to do is play this as we normally would a DOS game back in the day. Okay? I'm talking real hardware synthesizer, ASAP screen reader, which is there's no redirect, there's no NVDA, there's nothing running. In fact, I have no screen reader running at all on the host machine, which is a new system I got for Christmas yesterday. But the funny thing is, it has a serial port on it. Okay, it is a brand spanking new computer. Okay, HP, and it has a serial port on it. Don't you guys think that's a little strange? Well, I do, but I also think it's wonderful for what we're about to do today. So I'm going to go into DOSBox. We're going to be using DOSBox, of course. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to launch DOSBox. Now, here's the fun part. I'm going to type ASAP.
Marcus Gevo 2499 ASAP installed. Welcome to Talking DOSBox. See you going back.
Now, you guys notice the difference. Now, I'm going to review a PCS DOS game. Okay? I'm going to actually choose shooting range this time. We're going to go shoot some stuff. So let's see.
C going back games. Help. Sweep. Use for more information. Red look. C D. C going back games. Back shooting. Help. Sweep. Use for more information. Red look. F-H-O-O-T. Shooting range produced by personal computer systems written by Carl Nicholas. Sounds produced by Bill Mazak. Version 2.0. Copyright 1997. Use a one-word name when requested. Use the up and down arrow keys to review choices and hit enter to pick one. When the letter is used before a menu choice, you may enter it. Hit any key to go on. Sound setting. Use the up and down arrow keys or hit the enter key to accept this choice. Sound card on. Pick how many players. Use the up and down arrow keys to review choices and hit enter to pick one. One player. Type the name for player 1 in one word, then hit enter.
I'm going to use a strange name.
PCS shooting range code is up. Pick the shooting range to be used. Speed range.
Okay, I'm going to go to the junkyard because I love shooting at these different targets and everything.
Rifle range, blank. Pistol range, blank. Junkyard, blank. What kind of gun would you like to use? Shotgun.
Let's see.
Rifle, blank.
I'll take a rifle.
Pick the rifle you would like to use. P22 Mossberg Model 353. Blank. P22 Root. P22 Remington Model. Is this gun okay? Yes. Then pick the rifle you. F270. Is this gun okay? Then pick the rifle you. G30 caliber card. Is this gun okay? Yes. Then pick the right. H1. Blank. Is this gun okay?
Like that yes. One. Okay. So I'm going to select that one.
Why pick the number of targets you would like to shoot at? 10. Blank. 25.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and shoot at 25 targets. Now, these tones probably are going to sound a little bit weird. The ones that represent the target, I don't know if they made it that way personally or if it's just the emulator. So what we're going to do is we're going to start.
You are at the VCS junkyard. You will be shooting at 25 objects. You are using a rifle. The target tones represent the size of the object. Is all the information correct? Yes. The target is a target light. Get an EV2 go.
See,
you have one hit. Out of three shots. Hit enter to go on.
See, one thing I gotta mention is what I'm... The goal here is to listen to when the tone kind of changes a little bit. The blips, they kind of change a little bit. And when they change, you have to try to shoot. So I'm gonna continue here.
The target is a 5-gallon water bottle. Hit an EV to go.
Bit too late.
You have one hit. Out of six shots. Hit enter to go on. The target is a ceramic flower pot. Hit an EV to go.
Let's see if we can break this pot here. Come on.
Got it.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
You have two hits. Out of eight shots. Get it. The target is a propane tank. Get an EV to go.
Let's go.
Got it.
Yeah.
You have three hits. The target is a soda bottle. Get an EV to go. You have 3 hits. Out of 2. The target is a tin can. Get an EV to go.
I'm a terrible shot. You have 3 hits.
Out of 15 shots. Get enter to go. The target is a bag of garbage. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 4 hits. Out of 16 shots. The target is a can of shaving cream. Get an EV to go.
Just totally missed that circle.
You have 4 hits. The target is a target light. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 5 hits. The target is a cuckoo clock. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 6 hits. Out of 23 shots. Hit enter to go on. The target is a TV picture tube. Hit an EV to go.
That's breaking the TV! You don't want to do that!
You have... The target is an automobile tire. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 8 hits. Out of 25 shots. The target is a tin can. Get an EV to go. You have it. The target is a 5-gallon water bottle. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have. The target is a cuckoo clock. Get an EV. You have 10 hits. Out of 34 shots. The target is an incandescent light bulb. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 11 hits. The target is a bicycle wheel rim. Get an EV to go.
Yes, I gotta quit whining because I missed that one.
Get an EV to go.
Oh, another TV.
Got it. You have 13 hits. The target is a wine bottle. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 14 hits. Out of 42 shots. The target is a refrigerator. Get an EV to go.
Guess we won't be putting the food in that no more.
Got it. You have 15 hits. Out of 43 shots. The target is a car windshield. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 16 hits. Out of 44 shots. Get enter to go on. The target is a computer. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 17 hits. Out of 45 shots. Get enter to go on. The target is a bicycle vendor. Get an EV to go. Got it. You have 18 hits. Out of 48 shots. If you want to quit the game, get a fake to quit, or get any other key to go on. PCS shooting range code is up. Pick the shooting range to be used. Speed range.
Okay, I think I'm gonna exit for now. I hope you guys enjoyed the real DOS game experience. This is like it was back when I was a kid. You know, like I said, the hardware box. You got the double talk sitting right there on the table. You got your DOS game running and everything, and you got your screen reader running, providing text for the synthesizer to read. So we're going to go ahead and exit this.
Do we really want to quit? Yes, why? PCS thanks you for playing this program. Below is a menu of our products. Have a nice day. Keep going back, Katie. X5T.
Now, I gotta say, first of all, before I wrap this up, it is, you know, a lot of people have said, or some people have said on the, you know, DOSBox discussions that using a serial to USB port is a little bit laggy. That may be, but I haven't used one. This is a physical, like I said, this is a physical serial port. But I think that if you can get around the lag, you know, or find a, you know, find a way to make it so it won't lag as much, even if you're using NVDA with the DoubleTalk LT driver, if you got a DoubleTalk or something, or the sound card is free. There's nothing there. So that's why the game runs so good, because the sound is not, I mean, this doesn't really affect the host computer in any way, or the host computer and the DOSBox are separate, but there's just no sound at all coming out of the sound card, so it just gives you a little more versatility. You know, you're able to do stuff a lot faster, because DOS was an environment where the sound card could only be used for one simple thing, and anything else, it was a little bit hard for the sound card to handle. So, that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. This has been Jake McMahon. I enjoyed playing the game, reviewing it for you, and showing you the real DOS experience with real hardware synthesizer and all. And thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me, my Skype is Jake4252. And I also have Facebook at BlindMan4252. So feel free to add me on Facebook or Skype or whatever. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask, and I'll try to help you in any way I can. So, that being said, this is Jake McMahon signing off.
Stop button.